Hello, it's the 16th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A regeneration effort will soon target the area of Midland Road between Bedford's bus station and Bedford Midland train station. The enhancement is part of the council's £22.6 million Bedford Town deal, of which £1.4 million has been allocated for the first stage. Buildings along the stretch between Greyfriars and Ashburnham Road are due to be upgraded, beginning with the Mount Zion Church property at 145 to 151 Midland Road. 80% of the costs will be covered by the grant, with hope that the additional 20% investment will be provided by businesses and property owners. The council believes that the area upgrade will provide a more pleasing and vibrant entry into the town centre from the train station. A stabbing which occurred on Bower Street close to Castle Road in Bedford has left a man with serious injuries. The victim was taken to hospital and is currently recovering. Police are appealing for witnesses. Bedfordshire police have dismissed a student officer following allegations that he assaulted his ex-partner and sent images to other women that were inappropriate. A panel, during a three-day hearing, determined that PC Dawn Atkins' actions represented gross misconduct and violated professional behaviour standards. Dan Vazosvic, the Deputy Chief Constable, said, "We expect everyone working within our force to uphold the highest standards of personal conduct." Bedford Radio is sponsoring a business expo in order to provide promotional and networking opportunities to Bedford businesses. The event will take place in Bedford on the 28th of February at King's House on Ampthill Road. That's it from me today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.